It's the Kim Monson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
I find that it takes work to get your brain around these ideas, and it takes work to engage in these conversations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
With what is happening down at the State House, I used to think that it was above my pay grade to read the legislation, and it's not.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
I see big danger in as much as we will be giving an unelected bureaucrat the power to make rules about what we inject into our body.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Let's have a conversation. And welcome to the Kim Monson Show. I am Kim Monson. Thank you so much for listening and joining us. You're each treasured, valued. You have purpose today. Strive for excellence and take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. You were made for this time. And thank you to this team I get to work with. That's producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, Charlie, and all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. Happy Thursday to you, producer Steve.
Yes. Well, thank you. And back at you.
You know, every time I hear that intro, you recorded that. You pulled that from 2 years ago.
Long before we ever knew the term COVID-19.
I know it.
That's fascinating.
Well, and what had happened, I talk about it all the time. The leftists, the tyrants, have been playing long ball for a long time. And that comment was made in reference to several years ago when there was this vaccination legislation down at the State House. And a friend of mine reached out to me, a colleague, I would say, and she said, you need to take a look at this piece of legislation. Now, Steve, I used to think it was above my pay grade to read this legislation, to read all the background information on these ballot questions. It's not. And that is, at that particular point in time, I've always thought vaccinations were a great idea. I still think that they have a purpose. However, this whole force thing is the problem. And when I looked at that and saw that this legislation was giving this unelected bureaucrat, unaccountable to the people, the power to say what we put in our bodies, I saw danger, danger. And like you mentioned, that was long before we had this COVID-19 Wuhan, China virus reaction disruption.
Well, I can't go into details and I want to take the time, but I'm currently under one of these situations right now that says you're not vaccinated, you don't play. And it's gut-wrenching.
It is gut-wrenching.
The way it impacts your life.
Yep, it certainly is. So anyway, we'll continue on. We've got a big show planned for you today. In studio with me is Greg Lopez, and he is running for governor 2022. 2021 election is over. Now it's pedal to the metal, right?
That's right, Kim. Hey, it's a pleasure to be here with you this morning. And yeah, it's exciting what happened in Virginia, and I'm excited about the year 2022 because I think people are finally starting to pay attention to what's going on.
I think so, too. So we'll talk about a bunch of this in the third and fourth segment. It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
Okay. And be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Monson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at Kim@KimMonson.com as well. And thank you to all of you who support us. I have great sponsors. And also all of you who support us is really appreciated. Because we are an independent voice, and we are looking for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through this lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. And if something is a good idea, you shouldn't have to force people to do it. And it's never compassionate to take other people's rights, their property, their freedom, or their livelihood via force, whether with a weapon, policy, unpredictable and excessive taxation, fear, coercion, or the latest silent thief, and that is government-induced inflation. So, on that, I'd like to go over to our quote for the day. And I thought this was kind of unique, producer Steve, because we always have this conversation about Mondays. And so I got this quote from Zig Ziglar, because the 2021 election is over, we're moving into 2022. And he said, the best time to do something significant is between yesterday and tomorrow. You like that one?
That's a setup.
I thought that was a really great one. So let's see. Where are we at here? A couple of things I wanted to just mention. First of all, it's pretty astounding that Virginia went Republican yesterday. Mm-hmm. Greg, Republican governor.
That's right.
Lieutenant governor, and also the State House, correct?
Yeah. And the Attorney General.
And the Attorney General, yeah. Okay. Okay. And then what about New Jersey? Did you not find it interesting that it was neck and neck? And the problem is when it's close, it's it's normally going to probably break the Democrats' way.
Yeah. You know, the good thing about that is that it was close, right? Uh-huh. So that sends a strong message that there's a lot of uneasiness with what's going on in America today, mm-hmm. right? People are, like I said, they're starting to wake up. And yet, you know, the Republican was behind, it seems like, all the time. And then they got nervous. They got mm-hmm. nervous because he was so able to come close to beating him,
uh-huh.
you know. And so I think now there's a lot of people are like, we need to figure out what is actually happening. And more people are paying attention, which I think is very, very important.
Well, and I was thinking about it on the way in. And I had a conversation with, I would say, a new friend, a woman that I met at a kickoff for our campaign. And she's a former Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And she is so engaged. In fact, she and another one of her friends, we went through the Denver ballot questions on Tuesday. And she is fervent about we need to, I would say, we need to simplify government. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to make sure that we are putting forth ballot questions that people can understand,
right?
Legislation that people can understand. And we need to simplify this so that we know who's representing us and what's going on, Craig Lopez.
Yeah. You know, and this is what it's all about, right, is you look at what government is doing and they want to complicate things, right? Mm-hmm. You mentioned about a lot of people think they don't have the pay grade to mm-hmm. read the legislation. Mm-hmm. But if you just slow down and take your time to read it, it's not as complicated as people want to make it. But there is confusion, right? Because you need to go back and look at it and reread it more than once mm-hmm. because the layout of it is very complex. And they're trying
I think by design.
It is. It mm-hmm. is. And I do believe that it's time for government to be simplified. It doesn't need to be this type of overwhelming, you know, big thing that people say, well, I don't understand it. No, they want you to say that. Mm-hmm. They want you to say that you don't understand it because they want you to follow their lead.
Right.
And they don't want you to question it as the people.
But the people are.
Yes.
And speaking of that, we have on the line with us Yvonne. And in fact, Yvonne, I need to get back with a listener. She's looking for your interview from just the other day. Yvonne was at this event up in Larimer County. And what you said at the very end, I also had people reach out. You said, is this our Lexington and Concord moment right there in a little vacant lot in Fort Collins, Colorado? But you had something else, Yvonne, that you wanted to make sure that people understood about what was happening up there in Larimer County with the health department. So, Yvonne, welcome to the show.
Thank you. And I guess part of the part that I forgot to mention was not only that these are mandates for masks, you know, all day, everywhere, in the schools, all the time, but that it was this vaccination verification program, which would make the businesses responsible for making sure that everybody in their business was vaccinated, whether they wanted to do it, you know, voluntarily or were forced to or were let go because they didn't want to vaccinate. And then every person that needed to walk through their door, every customer, every paying customer needed to be vaccinated. So basically the whole vaccination passport thing. But not only that, these businesses that complied with this and helped them with this mission would then be rewarded monetarily with the tax dollars of the people of Larimer County. So they take our tax dollars to reward businesses who harass their employees and harass other people and discriminate. This is insane. These people are using these businesses as the long arm of the law, and this is tyrannical.
Yvonne, I really think when you and I were talking the other day, you said this is segregation. This is discrimination. So if you would take the word unvaccinated and insert the word black or gay, people wouldn't stand for it. But somehow we have a government narrative now that is vilifying people that are quote unquote unvaccinated. And as we look at it, and I look at Patty's packet, is the data, when you really dig into it, doesn't back up this overreaching, onerous, tyrannical response to these things, Yvonne?
It's just not, because, you know, I know they try to hide behind the noble sentiment of it's for the people and for your protection and for your health, you know, and maybe in the beginning when none of us knew what we were dealing with. But this has been around for a year and a half now. And for anybody who's been watching, I mean, by now, anybody who's been watching knows that the vaccinated can get infected just as easily as the unvaccinated, and they do. The vaccine is meant as a protection for the vaccinated to lessen symptoms when this disease does get to them, so that they can navigate it more efficiently. So to turn this whole thing around and to make it as if the people who, for whatever their medical or any reason whatsoever, it's none of our business, whatever their reason is, that they don't want to have this shot, just like a flu shot, that protects those who get it, and make them, villainize them, and make them the bad people, and then discriminate against them, this is un-American. And you were talking about if we said black and if we said something else. Let me take you to not a supposition, but historical fact in Larimer County. I have friends, older friends, who remember when there were signs in Fort Collins in the businesses that said no dogs and no Mexicans allowed. This is part of our history. And now we're going to have no vaccinated allowed. Do we not learn anything from our history? These people are insane.
Well, and Yvonne, just a little levity on this whole thing. I saw a meme within the last week or so, and you'd mentioned when COVID, when the whole thing happened, the 2 weeks to flatten the curve, I think everybody thought, okay, we can take a pause. You're not going to put people out of business by taking 2 weeks to flatten the curve. But the meme was, it said, the most difficult thing about 2 weeks to flatten the curve is the first 2 years.
Right.
It's not and funny, but it is, you know.
No, yeah, 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and we went from that to three shots or you lose your job?
Yeah.
How do you get there?
How did that happen? So, hey, we've got just about 30 seconds left. Any final thought on this? Because I want you to keep us in the loop on this, because I do think that this is ground zero here in Larimer County. Final thought you'd like to leave with us, Yvonne?
You know, absolutely. As adults, we can and will speak up to refuse to comply with this craziness. The children are the real victims here.
Oh, my gosh.
They do not have a voice. If rational adults do not stand up for their children, what on God's green earth will they stand up for? I feel for the children, and they are looking to us for leadership.
Yvonne, thank you for your leadership, and thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good morning.
This show comes to you because I have amazing sponsors, and one of those, a new sponsor, is Akersh Insurance Group, and they're specialists in the Medicare arena. And right now is this open enrollment time, and that is where the government says you have a certain amount of time, which is October 15th through December 7th, where you can make changes for your next year plan. So right now we're in that, and it's important to sit down with Danielle and Marlon and Naomi, the team over there at Akersh Insurance Group. It doesn't cost you anything to take a look at your prescriptions and what it looks like for 2022, and make sure that you are set up for success. So I would recommend to call them now, to reach out to them now, because as you get closer and closer to December 7th, it'll get busier and busier. And so you can find them at ikirsch.com. That's ikirsch.com. And they can certainly help you with that. Again, ikirsch.com. We're going to go to break. Greg Lopez is in studio, and stay tuned.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
From the lakes of Minnesota. And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to all of you who support our independent voice as we bring truth and clarity to these issues by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. In studio with me is 2022 Colorado governor candidate Greg Lopez. It's great to have you here.
Thank you, Kim. It's a pleasure to be here.
And on the line with us is Paris Denard, and he is with he's a spokesman for the RNC, the Republican National Committee. And my gosh, big things happened yesterday, Election Day. Paris, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So, big thing in Virginia. Were you surprised?
You know what? I was not surprised because I saw that Glenn Youngkin was running such an excellent race that was connecting with the people of Virginia. I saw Terry McAuliffe continue to run a campaign that was focused on, you know, national issues, national public figures, and wasn't connecting and talking about the issues that people of Virginia cared about. About public safety, about the economy, especially about education. Terry McAuliffe missed the mark, and I just saw this momentum, that a shift happening, that the tide was turning, the energy was on the side of Glenn Youngkin, and so when he ended up being declared the winner, the RNC was so thrilled because we put the boots on the ground. You know, we had hundreds of staffers there, helped make over, you know, 5 million voter contacts. We were ready. The campaign was ready for the win because they put in the work. But Glenn Youngkin had the message. He was an excellent messenger, and he connected with the people.
Well, I had heard that he was outspent significantly. What did those numbers look like, Paris?
Oh, he was outspent, but I think the thing that was interesting to us is the fact that Glenn Youngkin was an outsider, and Terry McAuliffe was the former governor of the state, and so he, by all means, was an incumbent. And so he brought in all of these resources, all of these big-time speakers, and none of it worked. Because at the end of the day, you know, you can be outspent, but what happens is the GOTV effort, making the connection with the voter, and having a good turnout model. And we saw Glenn Youngkin overperform in counties and districts where, you know, he was doing better than President Trump was doing in certain rural areas and with certain communities. And so that's the type of results that you want to have: effective campaigning, effective messaging that is focused on the needs of the people.
What about New Jersey? Were you surprised that New Jersey, the race was so close? And Paris, I'm always concerned when the race is close, it seems to always break Democrat, which I find very curious.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. There were some times in Virginia where some of the early returns show that it was close. The polling was close the entire time in Virginia. But when you got to New Jersey, I think a lot of us were pleasantly surprised at the fact that the people were showing up and voting really for change, because New Jersey has one of the highest tax rates in the nation. I mean, property taxes are out of control. Crime went up. And then when you look at the issue of the nursing home situation, it was almost worse, and some people argue worse than what Cuomo was doing with the COVID deaths. And so we saw that we knew that it was going to be a tight race there. We saw that we were closing the gap on the GOP side. But ultimately, you know, coming up short doesn't mean that there's not things to take away that are positive. When you have that type of result, that means we've laid the foundation for something great to happen in 2022 moving forward in the midterms. And so we are excited about where we are as a party. Certainly wish we had a win outright there, but man, a close election in New Jersey, we are optimistic about what we're going to be able to do, not only there in the future, but nationwide coming up in our midterms.
Well, and 2022 is tomorrow, as fast as time is going. Greg Lopez is in the studio. He's running for governor here. Couple of things, Paris. I had conversations yesterday. I'm concerned, and I saw headlines to this effect, that Pelosi and Schumer are going to really double down on this terrible stuff that they're doing, the you know, printing of money and the $3.5 trillion bill that they have, the Build Back Better bill. And then there are others that are saying this gives Manchin and Sinema cover. And even those, maybe those more moderate Democrats are saying, wait a minute, I need to maybe not support this because I want to get reelected. So what do you see happening with that, Paris?
Well, look, let's be very clear. The Democrat Party is in disarray. They are not organized and not unified. It's pretty much chaos. And then after the shellacking that they got in Virginia, which they did not expect, they are, and the Republican pickups in a lot of state houses, and obviously within Ohio 15, and Minnesota with the police, defund the police essentially, the measure failing. The Democrats are not unified about a message. And so I think that realistically, they're looking at the writing on the wall. A lot of the more moderates that are in the party are very concerned. Progressives are a little nervous that maybe their agenda is being rejected, but they're so hell-bent on pushing it, they probably won't change. Pelosi wants a win. Biden obviously wants a win. He seemingly can't get it on anything, especially police reform, which they walked away from, and now these infrastructure packages, which he's been trying to get over the finish line, but his own party are standing in the way. So I think that they are in a sort of a crisis of direction and leadership. But ultimately, when we look at the brass, get down to brass tacks, what they're trying to push isn't good for the American people.
Oh, no.
So we'll take their disarray so that they can prevent them from passing these bad pieces of legislation across the board.
Paris, I'm concerned. I mean, 2022 is right around the corner. However, we look at the damage that has been done so far under the Biden administration. We see China is big danger there. The invasion that's happening across the southern border. Can we hang on until 2022? Are they going to destroy us? What do you think?
You know, I'm an optimist. I know our chairwoman, Ronna McDaniel, is an optimist about the future. I think if you listen to Winston Sears, the new lieutenant governor elect, you know, we talked about the promise of America. I believe in America. I believe in our people. And I think that we as, you know, the Republicans have to galvanize, register to vote, stay active. Parents, keep going to school board meetings, stay active, and be vigilant about what's happening in our country. I think we can hold on. I think that what we have to do is take the responsibility greatly. And our responsibility is to make sure we're registered to vote. We encourage people to go to vote.gop to do that. We need to make sure that people are voting in all of these elections so that it's too big to rig. And we also need to make sure that we are holding people accountable on the Democrat side at every level, not just the federal level, but state and local and even the county level. We've got to hold them accountable. And the best way to do that is to vote. But I tell you, things are not good for the American people in terms of the policies that are coming out of this Biden-Harris administration and the things that they're doing to totally squander the economic way that we saw under President Trump working with congressional Republicans. They are not doing us any service, and they're really hurting the nation on an economic standpoint, on a national security standpoint, and the handling of the things that we see every single day. People are hurting and are tired of lies coming out of the Democrat Party. Parents are particularly concerned, but I think we have to hold on, stay together, and vote.
Okay, 1 minute left, Paris, and that is this big, out here in Colorado, there's a big swath of unaffiliated. What do you say to them?
Our message on unaffiliated voters is simple. Look at the two parties. Look at what's happening right now under Democrat leadership from quote-unquote leadership. We call it weak leadership. Feckless foreign policy. Democrats control the House, the Senate, the White House. They are squandering everything that you see. High inflation, rising gas prices, the crime that's out of control, national security issues, the wide open border. All these things are under Democrat power. And so the question becomes, who's going to be better suited to lead us into a future of economic prosperity, jobs being created in this country, making sure that we have a secure and closed border, enforcing laws, having election integrity? It's going to be the GOP. Go back to when President Trump was in office and look at the thing that he was able to get done, working with congressional Republicans and things in a bipartisan manner. Opportunity zones, criminal justice reform, lower taxes, less deregulation. more deregulation. These things can be done. We can have a secure border. We can have economic prosperity. We can have peace in the Middle East. But it takes leadership, and it takes a party that's willing to do it and stand with the people. Unaffiliated, give the Republican Party a first look, give the Republican candidates a second look, and vote your values. Think before you vote. The GOP could be a great place for you to see change and the action that you want to make your communities and your families empowered and uplifted.
Well, Paris Denard, thank you so much. I know that you have got to get out of here. You've got another interview. But thank you so much, Paris Denard, with the RNC, your spokesperson for them. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. And before we go to break, Karen Levine is on the line with us, and she's a great partner of the Kim Munson Show and America's Veteran Stories with Kim Munson. And hey, Karen, we did the interview for this weekend for America's Veteran Stories show, which is on at 3 p.m. And the Marine Corps birthday is on November 10th. Of course, Veterans Day is on November 11th. But Rick McFadden, we did an interview on the history of the Marine Corps, and it is a great interview. And so I so appreciate you bringing these shows to our listeners. You're a valued partner and a great realtor. So welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me. And the show on Sundays is so valuable, not only to us adults to get reacquainted with our history, but to students across the state. So
well, you had an experience with that.
Can do that.
Yeah, you had an experience, didn't you, with one of you teach, I think, at your church some kids, and somebody heard the show and your name, right?
Yeah, I have. I actually lead a teen core group for
Bless
community
you.
Bible study, and some of my students utilize veteran stories as part of their history class.
And they listen to the show for that, correct?
Yeah, yeah. So I think it's really cool that that's a resource that you provide for them, and they're getting good, solid history knowledge.
Well, it's my great honor to do that, and I so appreciate you as our sponsor. What is, first of all, I was thinking on the way in, I was thinking about you, the velocity of housing, how these housing policies over a number of years, you and I have kind of watched it, and we're connecting the dots on it, is people may have, in the past, may have moved, but they are sitting tight because where do I move? How does that happen? And the slowdown in the velocity of housing, I think it's detrimental. It's difficult for young people to get into housing. It's difficult for older people to get out of a bigger house and into something else. And anyway, I was just thinking about that this morning, Karen.
Well, the real estate market has been quite robust these last 3 to 5 years. We've had a lot of activity, but we've done that activity with a tremendously less housing inventory. So people are being able to find housing. People are moving. We're actually doing more home sales nationwide than we've seen in past years. But when I look at the data from this Monday, we discuss the data every Monday at our team meeting. We have about less than 1,200 attached units available for sale in the metropolitan area. 1,200 units. That's 100 a month, basically, when you break it down. And in the past, for multifamily, that would be condo, townhome, we run at about 2,500, 5,000 units. And that is exactly what Paris was talking about. Bad policy that has not allowed the American dream of home ownership to flourish because we have squelched the ability to build multifamily housing.
Okay. Well, and actually there's been more multifamily housing than single family homes, Karen, right?
Pardon me?
There's been more multifamily housing than single family homes.
I'm not understanding the question, but let me state that we are building non-ownership multifamily housing,
okay,
that known as apartments, luxury apartments. We're building those along our transit lines. We are not building ownership units, and specifically here in Colorado, that lack of ownership units is being accredited to policy known as construction defect policy that went into effect over a decade ago. So it has been whittling away at our inventory, and we have not been able to bring more of condominium townhome inventory out of the ground.
Okay. So thank you for that clarification on that. And Karen, remember when you and I, you were in and we did that show on the World Economic Forum and the different things they were saying, that you will, by 2030, you will own nothing. And you and I are kind of like, But now, as we're looking at these policies and this taxation, last week when you were in, we were talking about the Biden administration was kicking around the idea of taxing people on the appreciation of their home. I mean, that would price people out of their houses. It's unbelievable.
Exactly. And so when you rent property, you have minimal rights in your communities. When you are a homeowner, you have many more rights because you can create wealth with that home. You can create security for your family. And those are the things that they are looking at taking away from us, which seems kind of dramatic and not possible. And yet, if we are not attentive to just these small things that look like a good idea, but we don't look way down the road of the consequences, that is what has caused the change in our housing mix.
Well, Karen, you and I have been friends for a long time, and we have we've walked this journey. You and I both kind of looking at each other as they can't be true, but it's been a journey, and I can hear it in your voice today. You're involved on the local level, the state level, and the national level, because you've been in the real estate business for many years. You're the person to have on your side of the table, whether or not you're buying or selling a new build or whatever. But I can hear in your voice this determination to protect property rights, to protect this opportunity for people to own their homes. So I thank you for that, Karen.
Well, I thank you for what you do, Kim. And I love helping people achieve that American dream of home ownership. I really do think it gives them a foothold into creating that security and starting to build wealth. And so, of course, I'm excited to be able to help people do that.
And what's your phone number?
Well, the best way to reach me is at 303-877-7516.
That's Karen Levine at 303-877-7516. Karen, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good.
And we're going to go to break. When we come back, Greg Lopez is in studio, and he is a candidate for governor of Colorado 2022. Greg, that's going to be tomorrow.
It is tomorrow. It's already here.
It is. And I know you've been working really, really hard for, when did you announce?
I announced in September of 2019.
So you are focused on this. So yeah. I can't wait to have the conversation with you. So we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll continue on with Greg Lopez.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
American's Veteran Stories with Kim Munson, Sunday afternoons at 3, here on KLZ 560 AM and KLZ 100.7. And I'm proud
to be an American. Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. And I have great sponsors that I get to work with. Another one of those sponsors is Castlegate Knife and Tool. They are located right here in Sedalia, Colorado. It's a great day trip on the weekend just to go out and visit Castlegate Knife and Tool. And there's some great little restaurants out in Sedalia as well. But Hal and Linnea Van Herke are true American entrepreneurs. And Castlegate Knife and Tool has knives from the best blade makers from throughout the world. There is one actual display case that I looked at that, and there were some beautiful knives there. And the gentleman that was helping me said, oh, that's knives. That's Hal's special collection. But be sure and get your shopping done early for Christmas. So whether or not you're shopping for a chef or a sportsman, a collector, Castlegate Knife and Tool is a great place to do your Christmas shopping. And again, that's Castlegate.com, Castlegate.com. In studio with me is Greg Lopez, and you are running for governor 2022. First question is why?
Well, as you can, we've been talking about it all morning, you know, Kim, what's happening to America? What's happening to our state? What's happening to people's rights? You know, the opportunity to live the American dream and the Colorado dream, and I've seen it just very easily being eroded by philosophies, misguided policies, misguided vision. That they're looking at, they believe that the Democrat Party believes that they know the answers for all of us. And I really look at, you know what, the people are finally starting to get their voices. Mm-hmm. You know, and when government ignores the wishes and the voices of the people, they've forgotten that they work for the people. It's not that elected officials are the kings or the tyrants. Mm-hmm. You know, they work for the people. And what that's what I've been telling people when I travel across the state. And I'm telling them that I'm running for governor is that I'm applying for a job. Mm-hmm. You know, and so when you hire someone to do a job, you got to make sure they have good quality qualifications, mm-hmm. that they have experience. And I think that people are thirsting for someone that they can connect with.
I think so. And Greg, you and I have had conversations about language. Mm-hmm. And one of those, because I was on city council, of course, you were mayor of Parker, right. Youngest mayor ever, right?
That's right.
and when they call themselves that, and we, the people, call them elected officials, they're not officials. Mm-mm. They're representatives.
Right.
We need to take back these little language things, yep. Or elected leaders. They're not leaders. They're supposed to be representatives. Mm-hmm. But within this context of understanding what their job is, and their job is to represent we the people and protect our rights of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
That's right.
Tell our listeners a little bit about you. It's a remarkable story. Your parents, you didn't think you'd ever go to college. Tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think I'm more like everybody else out there. You know what? We have a family that, you know, we started from nothing. We struggled. You know, my mom and dad worked in the fields. My dad had a sixth grade education, and he never really learned to read and write. And my mom has a 10th grade education. You know, so I come from humble beginnings. Mm-hmm. I don't forget where I come from. You know, I'm a veteran. You know, like you said, I'm a former mayor of Parker. I was the youngest mayor elected at the time. I was 27, and it was a strong mayor. So I was the mayor and the city manager, mm-hmm. simultaneously. And so, you know, I'm a former director of the United States Small Business Administration and the former president of the Denver Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. So I truly understand, you know, all the ins and outs of what's going on in our state from that perspective. And so I am one that truly understands that a public servant serves the public, mm-hmm. you know. And I the reason I announced in 2019, Kim, is because I want to keep my hand on the pulse of all 64 counties, not just the urban corridor. You know, there's a lot of hardworking families out there in rural Colorado that believe that their voices are not being heard.
You think? What, when this governor, what he declared non-beef day or right. no-meat day?
Yeah.
And agriculture is one of our biggest industries here. During the break, you mentioned, and I think that you're right, because we're talking about Karen and all these multifamily units that are going up, and they're not ownership units. And if it was organic, if that was the way it was really happening, that'd be one thing. But it's not. It is being driven by public policy. Mm-hmm. It's being driven by this vision, which is really more of a World Economic Forum vision, that you will own nothing. You won't get to drive around in your car. You're going to live next to a rail line, and you're going to live in a little box,
right.
And you're going to be happy about it.
Right.
And public policy has been pushing that.
That's true.
So this is not organic. This
no.
is not. This is people trying to control people's lives. But water is going to be a big issue.
It is. You know, and like you mentioned, Kim, you know, they're playing the long game. Everything that you are seeing, right, there's an agenda. There's an end game here, mm-hmm. right? And so when you look at, you've probably heard of this, 30 by 30. You know, by the year 2030, they expect, the government is hoping that they own 30% of all the land. You know, and there's a movement towards that. And even here in Colorado, if you go onto the state website, you'll see they have a plan for 30% of the land of Colorado is going to be owned and controlled by the government. And so when you have these multifamily units being built, they're not thinking about water. You know, water is a big issue for the state of Colorado.
It is.
You know, and so when I look at these apartments going up, I'm saying, where are they getting the water?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because here in Colorado, as you know, all water flows out. And I'm a firm believer that what the governor is trying to do is make it hard for rural Colorado to survive farming and ranching, because the one thing that they have that he needs is water. And they have the senior rights.
On that note, Steve, I'm going to put you on the spot here, because you told me something. You had gone to Southern Colorado and had talked to a small business person, and she said there were a couple of guys in suits that came down from Denver. Tell us that story.
2 weeks ago today, we went down to Alamosa, ultimately to get down to Antonito. But the manager of the hotel, you know, we were talking about things, and she said, I had two, she had specific words for them, but hot shots from Denver. And they basically said, you know, we're here to take your water. And I kind of half smiled and half nod. It's like, what? So she elaborated. And sure enough, that's what they, you know, were. They were down to do some, finalize some studies they were doing. And the agenda or the goal is to get more water from the San Luis Valley up to Denver.
So with that, after you mentioned that, you and I were just talking about that, I received, on very credible sources that said that there is a former Republican governor that is involved in a project, a for-profit project, to go down to the San Luis Valley.
That's true.
And get the water.
That's true.
It is true?
It is true. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and you have to look at it. Why? You know, why are we trying to take the lifeblood of communities across Colorado? Because without water, you can't survive.
But if we don't have farming and ranching, we don't eat.
That's right. Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. You know, and so you have to look at, what is the end game here? You know, why are we willing to sacrifice the livelihoods and the well-being of families that are not in the urban corridor if it's not because they want more of us or more of the communities to live close by so that they can control them, perhaps? Like you said, you know, you're putting them on transportation corridors. What does that mean? That means that if you decide to stop the trains from running,
you don't go anywhere.
Exactly. You know, and a lot of people don't think about this, and they say, not in America, Greg. It's like, well, I used to say not in America, not anymore.
Yeah. Okay. Let's just think about that, though. Remember what, in the 2 weeks to flatten the curve, we're 2 years in almost now on it, that they decided which businesses were essential and not essential. So you could see them saying, because of pollution today, your job is not essential, you can't go, therefore, yeah, and we're turning the electricity off for your electric car or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it seems kind of like doo-doo, I guess it is doo-doo, but I mean, but I mean, we really need to look at what's happening here, Greg.
Yeah, we do. You know, and people need to ask the question, where are we going? You know, why are we doing these types of things? And I think that's really what I think unaffiliated voters and some of the Democrat voters are starting to ask, is like, why is this a good policy?
Uh-huh.
You know, why is it that they're trying to do this for us? And like you keep saying, you know, if it's a good idea, you shouldn't have to force people to do that. You know, and they're forcing us. You know, and so that in itself, I think what's happening across the country, and I truly believe, based on what happened in Virginia and based what I saw in Larimer County when I went to that rally.
Oh, you were there.
I was there at that rally. You know, that is the beginning of a resurgence of the voice of the people. And people, I believe in America, our finest hour is in the horizon. And I think in the next election in 2022, there's going to be a lot of people that say, you know what, we're fighting for America. Mm-hmm. We're fighting for our freedoms. We're fighting for our Constitution. And we want balance, mm-hmm. right? We want to have good dialogue.
Mm-hmm. What did Polis have to say at that rally up there in Fort Collins?
Well, you know, the governor decided, I guess, he was going to stay home.
He wasn't there.
Yeah, he wasn't there. Okay. You know, I don't think anybody expected him to be there because, you know, he's got he's got a dark agenda that he's trying to put onto the state. You know, and you look, everything, you know, he just took over control of the hospitals.
I saw that. Yes, Patty had that on the on the headline. It said that basically the government can decide who gets treated and who doesn't,
yeah.
right?
And he's basically said, if you're not vaccinated, you're not going to get treated. And so now he's telling hospitals, you can deny treatment. And you, if you don't want to treat them because they're unvaccinated, you can transfer them to a different location. And they really aren't worried about providing good quality health. I was talking to a nurse last night, okay? I was at an event speaking up in Nevada, and she said, you know, Gary, what frustrates me the most about the governor is that he's not telling the truth. We have these half-truths, mm-hmm. and what really is happening within the healthcare industry, we don't have enough nurses.
Because they're not going, I mean, because they're cutting staff
yeah.
because of the whole vaccinated, unvaccinated
exactly.
thing.
So yeah. it's not like they don't have enough rooms to help people. They don't have staff.
Because of public policy.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm. And so they may have 30 ICU rooms, but they don't have the staff to cover 30 ICU rooms. So they only have enough staff to cover 10 to 12.
Uh-huh.
So that's why they say we're over capacity. Uh-huh. It's not about the rooms. It's about the ability to have staff to provide the health care.
Well, and I have a friend that she said something about, and she was doing some work with people in the healthcare industry, kind of mm-hmm. some resiliency work, and she said, how did you go from hero to zero?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, really? How did that happen? So anyway, let's continue the conversation. Greg Lopez is in studio. He is running for governor 2022 here in Colorado. Before we do that, though, another great partner of mine is Hooters Restaurants. And they have five locations, Westminster, Aurora, Lone Tree, Colorado Springs, and Loveland. And they have all kinds of specials, and in particular, happy hour specials. We're getting near the end of the week. It's always nice to get together with friends. And it's Friday from 3 to 6 p.m., and they have drink specials and, let's see, beer cheese pretzels, boneless wings or lots of tots, buffalo shrimp. Those are very good. And so be sure and check that out. Get together with friends. It is important, even with all that's going on, to take time to enjoy time with people that you value. So check out Hooters Restaurants. All of my sponsors are on my website. I highly recommend all of them. And we're going to go to break. We'll continue the conversation with Greg Lopez.
Life is more than what we have in the bank. Mary Alpers and Steve Cruz with 3 Points Financial understand that comprehensive financial planning is an important component for each individual to thrive and prosper. 3 Points Financial provides tax, investment, and retirement planning so that you can achieve your financial independence. With so much public policy uncertainty, it is important to have the professionals at 3 Points Financial working for you to navigate these uncharted waters. Check out 3pointsfinancial.com to schedule your initial consultation to achieve your financial freedom. That's 3pointsfinancial.com.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Happy birthday, United States Marine Corps, November 10th. And on November 11th, we remember our veterans. Kim Munson with America's Veteran Stories here. Sunday, Marine veteran Rick McFadden shares the history of the Marine Corps, and he'll have you on the edge of your seat as he describes the political and military interactions with the Barbary Pirates. Rick brings to life the daring attack of Stephen Decatur and his men at Tripoli, an attack that British Admiral Lord Nelson said was the most daring act of the age. That's Sunday, 3 p.m. right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM. Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. In studio with me is Greg Lopez. He's running for governor in Colorado 2022. Greg, what is it you really want people to know?
You know, I think it's important for people to understand that, you know what, we live in a state now, and we were talking about, as Steve mentioned it, you know, we live in a state where half-truths are what really are people listening to. And I always question is, why isn't the media, right, and the governor telling us the whole truth?
You wonder.
Yeah. You know, they always talk to you about the numbers of cases. But what's the definition of a case?
Right.
You know, and what about all the other people, you know, that are not impacted by, we have 5.8 million people in the state of Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why aren't they doing the math and showing the public the percentages of people that are actually being infected or maybe are, you know, being tested positive? But when we know that 99.9% of the people are going to survive this, how come they're not telling us that?
Right.
How come they're not sharing that? Right. So you have to ask yourself, why are they holding back important information? So I want people to understand, you need to do your own homework. You need to do your own research. You need to ask questions. Just ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
And then determine whether they're going to tell you, whether you believe it's true or not true. You know, and so the other thing that, you know, we talked about what the federal government was doing, and I want people to understand that under the Lopez administration, as I become the 44th governor that the state has ever had, we're going to be a 10th Amendment state, which is states' rights.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make sure that we protect the needs and concerns of Coloradans. You know, and when the federal government is going to do something or believes that they have the right to tell us how we should live our lives, that we're going to stand tall and we're going to say, you know what? The Constitution gives us, the states, the ability to determine what's in the best interest of our residents. And we need to be bold and courageous to do that. I think you're seeing more and more states taking that position.
Right.
You know, because they recognize that that's the only way we're going to be able to make sure that we maintain, you know, our freedoms and our liberties. So I want people to go to my website, Lopez2022.com, read more about me, listen to what I have to say as it pertains to the future of Colorado, because I truly believe that we're going to have a bright future. I'm sensing there's a shift, right, that's happening here in Colorado. And people are really looking at how are we going to be able to have a good state for not only us, but our children and our children's children, which is always what we should be looking for. And so, you know, like I tell you, these unvaccinated programs that they're trying to attack, this is nothing more than segregation. I don't want to go backwards. You know, you always hear the other side saying, well, we're just going, they want to take us backwards. They want to take us backwards. Well, if you're not able to go and take your family to a restaurant, you know, and enjoy your daily life and your quality of life, and you're losing your job because you're not willing to bow down to the government because they believe that's in the best interest, there's a problem.
And the thing about it is, it's not going to get better.
No.
Because it was, what, 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Yep. And then, as Yvonne said, it's now if you don't get three shots, you can't work. And I think that many people have said, well, I'll just acquiesce. I'll just acquiesce here. But the problem is it never gets better from there. And that's why we are, I think we are at a defining moment. A couple of things. And first of all, and I think you mentioned this, and this was from 9 News, that Polis signs this executive order,
mm-hmm.
again, an executive order.
That's right.
To help, he says to help full hospitals is what 9 News said. But in essence, what it is he's saying you can deny people treatment.
That's right.
Which is terrifying. The other thing, though, and this was from the Colorado Sun, and this headline was Colorado had the nation's highest rate of layoffs and job separations in August. So we're starting to see these headlines. Because we've had Tabor, Colorado's Taxpayers Bill of Rights, it has tried to keep government in under control, in their box, to some degree. And I think that has been why Colorado has been pretty prosperous.
Yep.
But these bad policies are coming home
right
now, and we're starting to see all these bad policies over all these years. And as people are waking up, they're saying, wait a minute. And so this is going to be a very important race.
It is. Look, we are in a crisis here in Colorado. when you look at it, there's crises all over the place. We have a crisis in education. We have a crisis in the homelessness. We have a crisis with an inflationary prices. We have a crisis with our transportation corridors. Everything that we see, there's a crisis in Colorado. And it seems that, to your point, right, all these policies are starting to make people realize, where are we going?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think people are starting to feel like, you know what, this is not the role of government. Government should stay out of our way so that we can make sure that we are able to live our lives the way we believe we should be able to live them. And so, you know, 2022 is going to be a very important year. I encourage everyone, do not lose sight of the elections, because it's important for all of us to stay involved. And yes, let's celebrate our victories, but let's celebrate them for about 24 hours or 48 hours, mm-hmm. because we cannot stop this momentum. Do not allow this momentum to die down. People are listening and people have mobilized. All these coalitions, all these alliances, all these friends that you met, you know, that you made a difference. And right now I'm going to tell you, the people that are truly leading the charge, Kim, are the parents. The parents are leading the charge, and they're in the front, and they're saying, no more. Are we going to stand back and stay at home and watch you destroy the future of our children? And so we're on the front lines, and I encourage and I applaud the parents for standing up, because the school boards are getting really nervous, and this is the beginning of how America comes back to the people.
Well, most definitely. And tomorrow I'll give a report on school boards. But a colleague of mine who has been working in that arena said that it was a great day across Colorado regarding school boards. So we'll give you that information. And also, I have a friend that is also mobilizing grandparents.
It's awesome.
Which is really awesome as well. So, Greg Lopez, it's always great to have you in studio. And again, how can people get more information about you?
They can go to my website, lopez2022.com. Find out about my background, you know, donate to the campaign, you know, go and see where I'm going to be speaking next. That's exactly where they need to go. You know, and 2022 is going to be a great year for Colorado.
It is. And it's time to reclaim that rugged spirit of Coloradans, for sure. So, Greg, thanks for being here. Our quote for today is, and I thought this was really interesting, Zig Ziglar. He said, "There will always be people in your life who treat you wrong, but be sure to thank them for making you strong."
That's right.
I love it. So, my friends today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals. And like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America.